Hey, America!
Start listening now!
All right. Look, we've done hours and hours of previews. I need to let some things out. I'm going to be really controversial here. I'm sorry. It's not going to go over well, but I just need to get this out. Liz is going to be really mad at me, but at least she's not here right now, so I can...
Hey, honey!
Oh, fuck! And welcome to another Suddenly Right Here episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the country that's a little wet, and I like that. I'm Eric.
Wait, what?
What?
And I'm Danny. It. What on earth?
Oh, I get it.
What? Oh, okay. I don't.
What? What is this from?
Pongo. It's Pongo. You don't remember Pongo?
Pongo?
I could...
Like the dog from 101 Dalmatians. No,
that's what I thought.
No,
what?
Actually, it's a different Pongo. It's an SNL. I can do a different joke.
Okay, all right. The country that has Saturday Night Live. Sam, you got to save us.
Okay, fine. Christ. Yes, I'm Sam, and you can find us all on socials.
We're just barreling forward with this, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just leaning into it. You could tell that we are in that sort of pre-Eurovision insanity time. Like, within a week, three of us are going to be, you know, on a plane and elsewhere. It's, you know, the sort of pre-jet lag is already setting in. But yeah, you can find us in all of our insanity on the standard social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, Blue Sky, whatever you want to do, at 12pointsUSA, or just email us directly at 12pointsofamerica@gmail.com. You can find our merchandise over on our Redbubble page, or you can also support us via a monthly contribution on Patreon. And whether you support us financially or not, we love you and appreciate you either way, but our Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. So... yeah, that's a thing. And actually, we have to give a massive shout out to all of our patrons who helped put today's episode together specifically. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that in a bit. But first, we got a guest. We kind of mentioned her before. She snuck up right behind you. Liz!
Hey!
Ah! Oh, sorry. Hi.
Our fifth Beatle has returned.
Just in time for Malmo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
I thought the fifth beetle was the rhinoceros beetle. Or the bark beetle.
No,
what about
it's
the dung beetle.
No, it's the movie Blue That's Beetle.
Oh, great.
Oh, no. Okay.
Movie podcast.
Yeah,
so
Liz Sapu, you've been on the show before. Thank you so much for joining us again today.
Of course.
But also, like, we also wanted to make sure that you had your voice definitely heard before we headed off to Malmö, because you are going to be joining Eric and I in Malmö proper. As an accredited member of our team. So thank you. You are the glue that holds our operation together.
Indeed. I'll be representing the 12 Points team via accreditation. So that'll be a new experience for me this year and hopefully bringing you some unique content. I don't know. We'll find out. It's the first time.
Are you preparing to get roughed up by the notoriously roughing up Swedish authorities?
I hope not. Goodness.
I am.
Is there a story there? Have you been roughed up by the Swedes?
No. Just customs, where they targeted us because we're the non-blonde members of our tourist group.
That happened to me in Iceland.
Yeah.
You're too short, that's the problem.
That boy's under 6'2". He can't get him from here.
The knees.
So you've got that to look forward to.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. But yes, I'm very excited that Liz will be with us. And... we're going to find stuff to do and stuff to talk about. We're going to have some good Patreon content. We're going to have some good non-Patreon content, podcasts in particular, just whenever we're able to record and give some updates on dress rehearsals and semifinals and whatever comes after that. I haven't learned what comes after that yet, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a really cool trip to my ancient family homeland of southern Sweden. So
I was going to say South Dakota.
No. No, not this time. Not this time.
Yeah.
It's been about a month and a half since we've talked about anything news related. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that a ton has happened, but I think there are a few things that are going to be worth going over. Why don't we start with what we found out was the big new thing, the big surprise that we were told was coming. We did find out what it was, and it's
Is it another big broken thing on the stage?
No, no. It's a big broken thing behind the scenes, I think.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of this. Basically, so when you qualify, you draw from a thing that's like first semifinal, second semifinal. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's, or first half of the final, second half of the final, and then they put it together from there. Not anymore. Now there's a third option.
The Shirley Jackson lottery option.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What is this secret third option?
It is, I believe, called producer's choice.
Excuse me?
You're excused. And basically...
Yeah, good, because this sounds like a big stinky fart. Like,
well, it's basically what it sounds like. It's you're not tied to either half of the final, and the producer, and that's going to be Christopher Bjorkman.
I can't remember if it's Krister or somebody else. The SVT team, basically. Yeah,
I think it's Krister. Mm. Gets to put you wherever he wants.
Wherever he wants.
And this is done, the press release and stuff talks about how this is for the sake of making the final more interesting, or giving the team more flexibility to make the final as good as possible. The thing that I don't understand...
is what country would willingly submit themselves to that?
Well,
nobody. It's not you. You draw a producer's choice.
Oh,
yeah.
You draw a ball or a scroll or a egg.
A ball with a scroll in it.
Yeah, something like that.
And then one of them just has the black spot on it.
Basically, So it's either you're drawn first half, you're drawn second half, or you draw producer's choice.
It's about one. They're like broken into thirds, right?
I think it favors producer's choice.
I think like
producer's choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one quarter will be first half, one quarter will be second half.
You know what? I'm a fan of chaos. So actually, the more that this is sitting with me.
I'm a fan of the big five. So this is just right in my wheelhouse.
But they're going to draw as well. So I mean.
So they're going to get the best because they make the most money.
Good. Knowing what we know about the stage, though. It's going to be not a full 360, more of like a significant like thrust stage.
Mm-hmm. Not unlike what we saw last year?
More so.
Okay.
Even jutting more out into the audience. So like where the green room was, the green room's not going to be within the arena.
Yeah, it's behind the stage.
It's probably going to be behind the stage. Okay. So the arena or the audience will basically be more or less surrounding the stage, and there'll be like a peninsula connecting it to the back. Keep in mind, techies need as much time as possible in order to get props off and to get them back on. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, postcards are 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you, as a producer, have the opportunity to be able to separate acts with large props from each other, from a technical standpoint, I don't hate this. Mm-hmm. From a gameplay setup, sure, a random selection would be great, but for like a television show and for the techies' sake alone, for their safety and for their convenience, I don't hate this idea.
I just think it feels a little bit half-assed. That like if you're going to do this, you should either do it or not do it. You shouldn't like leave half of it up to random chance in terms of the halves. And the others up to the producer's choice. Just let the producer do the whole thing. If you're gonna do that, and then have Sweden go first, still just because of that. It just seems weird to me that they're trying to kind of have it both ways with this particular setup. But I'm curious to see how it goes, and if a couple of the favorites draw producer's choice, where they end up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't love it. It just kind of seems like a half measure to me. But we'll see. We'll see what Krister or if it's somebody else, I'll definitely remember to edit in their name. I'm going to record every Swedish name really quick. Bjorn. All right, we're good. Let's see what else we got. In terms of other stuff about this contest itself, we did get a little tease from the beloved host, Petra.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be doing another song.
Yay!
something like can't get enough Eurovision or something to that effect.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
The Swedish national anthem.
I mean, like, the first time that she hosted, she had that Swedish smorgasbord song. The second time that she hosted with Moms, Love, Love, Peace, Peace, and that's Eurovision, which I think is an underrated classic as well. And yeah, okay, Danny, fine, yes.
For the listeners, I'm shaking my head, just...
The visual
it
is medium.
I thought it was cute. It wasn't a patch on Love, Love, Peace, Peace. I admit it. But it wasn't bad. So I feel like people like when Petra sings for them.
Yes.
I do too.
Please do.
Yes. If we can't have Had and Wanting Him every year, just, you know, let Petra sing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll be watching Eurovision with Heidi and Tyler.
Oh,
Heidi,
yeah?
From Åland.
Yes.
So I cannot wait to disparage sort of both sides of this sort of the Swedish-Finnish thing
so
that will be in my living room.
Who's,
really can't wait.
Who does Heidi pull for generally then, Sweden or Finland?
I think Sweden.
Okay.
I think Sweden.
Interesting.
The Lord knows, being on Åland, we had a lot to hear about Finland.
Yeah.
Also a couple people from Germany who were just like, oh, you know what, screw them. Which I would be too.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. This is old Eurovision news, so to speak.
Yes.
One of the winners' medals from, oh gosh, 1960. I should have looked this up.
Yeah.
So, well, let me clarify. They give medals
at the time
back then.
They did. In fact, when you go to the ABBA museum, you see the medal that they won. It's like the first thing when you get into the proper.
It's like it's a very pretty medallion.
For some reason, I always thought it was a trophy.
Well, not always.
Yeah.
And they used to present them to the singers as well as the songwriters.
Which was the case for this. It was Bill Martin's award. It was from 1967. He co-wrote Puppet on a String by Sandy Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. This was being sold by his estate, I believe. But it is the winner's medal from 1967. It sold for £4,000. I really thought about bidding on this because I wasn't like I wasn't sure. I didn't think it would go this high, but I was thinking to myself, like, if this isn't super well publicized for some reason, this would be a crazy thing to get. And like,
what was it, on eBay?
No, it was on a British auction,
estate auction house. Yeah,
yeah, but. Yeah, that's really cool. If you're listening and you won the medal, could you please bring it to Mama? I would love to just hang out with it for a bit, something like that. Anyway, let's see what else we got. We're starting to get to rumors. By the time this releases, you will have heard and seen some rehearsal footage, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, little snippets and clips,
yes,
coming out from the official channels.
Yes. But we do also have clips from pre-parties, which have led to, shall we say, big opinions.
Wild speculation,
yes,
I would say.
Yes. A couple of things kind of really picking up steam because of this. Others kind of losing steam because of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, have any of you watched any of this this footage at all? Seen anything?
I specifically try to avoid it, honestly. Yeah?
Because I only catch the little clips. I don't try to watch full performances.
Fair
no,
enough.
I mean, honestly, folks tend to be doing these performances in pretty quick succession. Like, I feel like the Amsterdam party and the London party were like within a couple of days of each other. It's a lot
fun.
It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of stress. They're also doing interviews. People aren't really performing at their best. It's a great experience, don't get me wrong, but I don't put too much faith in it.
A lot of people do, though.
Yeah, well, I'm not a lot of people.
Okay.
You asked for my opinion, this is my opinion.
I think perhaps it is perhaps fitting for a gauge of vocal quality.
Potentially.
Vocal reliability. Mm. But in terms of staging, I don't think we can rely
on that. No, right. Not at all.
And like camera angles, you can't gauge that.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, even vocal quality, if you have an artist who did an evening performance one night and then popped a flight with no sleep to their next performance to make it to a sound check in London by 3 p.m. and then they're not actually singing until, you know, 11 p.m., you're not singing at your best.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exhausted and you're frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun, they're great, but I don't put a ton of stock in them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can put a ton of stock, but I mean, I think, for example, Burning Daylight, we got a real quick feeling about what was going very wrong with that very early.
That's fair.
Big thing with Halo by
Lumix. Definitely.
Well, and Yeah, and I think We Will Rave has been drawing, right or wrong, some comparisons to that, because the vocal quality has not been great. Mm-hmm. I've heard similar things about Poland. Just putting that out there. But the big one, the one that has crept into, and God, this makes me mad, that has crept into the, like, this might be in trouble sort of territory, is Belgium. Yeah. Apparently it hasn't gone great so far. I feel like that one, the staging is going to help a lot. So we'll see.
Yeah.
On the contrary, some others that I think have apparently really benefited from having some of these performances.
Oh, the Looktuk train doesn't stop.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It does not. Netherlands has picked up a bit because of these things.
Anyway.
Switzerland has jumped to the odds-on favorite just because, okay, we've established that they can sing it. And yeah. I think Ireland... Ireland's gotten a little bit of a boost.
Much more than just like a novelty boost.
Well, if you haven't seen it, dear listener, Bambi Thug was on the late, is it the late show? Mm-hmm. Whichever the thing is in Ireland.
The late show.
And did a very, very, and I this is high praise, Gaga-esque piano-only performance of Doomsday Blue that was really, really remarkable.
Yeah, very elegant.
Bambi's great. Bambi's great. Okay. Speaking of the Netherlands, by the way, this is just a quick note I put on here. There are, and this is coming from their delegation, so, you know, whatever. But there have been some, I would say, unhinged claims about what Europop's staging is going to look like. And again, by the time you've heard this, you may have seen some of this, but I just need to note, what he said was, the staging is going to be a combination of cha-cha-cha and a Marpeloche Deutsch.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
How?
Marpeloche Deutsch didn't have any staging.
It was just dude standing there.
It's just a guy?
I mean, he was surrounded. He was on a satellite stage, so he was surrounded.
See, this makes me wonder if...
Will he be wearing a Salvador
I think he's just
wig?
Trolling us.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Yeah. I was kidding, it's got to be it. There's no way that you can combine those really.
He's trolling.
Okay. This is not from Joost himself. This is from somebody there. But if there's any truth to that, it does make me wonder if they're going to incorporate that emotional monologue in there somewhere. Because that could be a way to do both of those things.
They have the time for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But who knows? That is just such an incredibly insane statement. I feel like we needed to go over that really quick. So, like we mentioned, we've had lots and lots. We've had six preview shows. We have covered so much stuff for so many hours. It is time to figure out which ones are our favorites, and these will be the official results of the contest. So this is how you'll know. Before we get into the big results, I need to bring back one other important tradition, which is the comment guessing game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. I have a handful of... we have accumulated some comments from our televote, whose result we will reveal in a little bit here. And all you need to do is tell me... I'm going to read you a comment and tell me what country this comment is from.
Oh, dear.
Good luck. I think. We'll start with
some of the music videos. Undoubtedly, that's what we'll be talking about a lot of the time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's Oh gosh, there's so many good ones. Why don't we start with a couple easy ones here? If songwriter can write vegan and then come back with this, there is truly hope for the rest of us.
Okay, easy one. Ukraine.
That's Ukraine. Okay. Here's
for the rest of us. What am I going to be doing?
Yeah. on a similar vein, I just love this comment. Blank, like really blank. All he needs to do is come out in some clogs eating a plate of Hagelschlag.
Well, that's used, obviously.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right. How about this one? Excellent use of a metronome and Shakira-esque yodeling.
Sorry? Shakira-esque yodeling?
Is this the one that has the cow calling in it? Is that...
I mean, that's Norway, which Norway? This did.
They don't have a metronome. No. It's not Poland, is it?
It's not Poland.
I thought they had a metronome.
Not Switzerland.
No, no.
Just because
no, no,
that has everything.
Yeah. It does, it's, got it all.
It probably does have both Yodeling. Of those things.
Oh, is this like in the middle? Is this?
No.
Okay.
All right.
It's not Greece, is it?
No.
Who on earth?
Well, we'll move on here. This one is Albania.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Here's one that I really enjoyed because two people gave this exact comment.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Totally acceptable.
Oh, what's a movie or what's a song from this year that is just totally acceptable? Is it Luxembourg?
No.
Okay.
Serbia?
No.
I mean, you could say that about half of the East.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Totally acceptable.
Malta?
No.
What's something that's just like,
Cyprus?
Sure, I accept yeah, that.
They're the no. same song.
Acceptable.
Acceptable.
Oh, Spain?
No.
Germany?
It's
acceptable. It's baffling. What yeah, is this?
I'm gonna be so mad when he says it.
It's sand.
Oh,
oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no,
that is very acceptable.
It is. Yeah.
I'm inclined to disagree, but
oh dear,
sand.
I watched a countdown because you can do a countdown video on YouTube for literally anything Eurovision yep. related, and it was. The songs that devote the most of their runtime to singing the title of the song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And sand comes in second, only to Raimonda, which is like 40% of the songs
are
singing Raimonda.
I do love the ones. It's like the level of complexity of the lyrics.
Sure.
And then like they give like a grade level to some of them. It's like this is a
fifth grade.
This is a fifth grade reading level.
All right, let's see. How about this? I'm too gay to give this less than a 7.
UK?
No.
Oh,
Australia?
No.
Switzerland?
Not Switzerland, Australia, or the UK.
Belgium?
Who's gayer this year?
That Belgium's pretty gay.
Austria?
Austria. Well,
I was going to say possibly Austria or Spain, knowing the videos. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Oh, the videos. I was going to say. Yes. Look, raving is not just gay. Sometimes you're just on drugs.
Have you seen? It's just like horny as hell.
Look at the performance of Zora, too. Like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like a lot of baby oil went into those videos.
Mm-hmm. What's the baby oil budget for Eurovision this year?
What if Moroccan oil gives that same?
Oh, yeah.
That same
the same sheen. The yeah. same the same Dwayne Johnson oh. sheen. Oh. That is.
It's like that Tongan wrestler or whatever.
Olympic
PETA.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's another one.
Oh, PETA.
Sometimes when I grade papers, I give a B and the student asks why it's not an A. And I say, it's not. That is this song.
A B.
Wow.
I think I know who said that. I don't know.
Yeah. One of these might be yours.
As a former teacher, I totally get that.
No. Could this be something along the? Is it one of the ones that we submitted for acceptable? Is it one of the ones that we said for acceptable?
I believe it is. Yes.
Okay. Is it Malta?
No.
Luxembourg?
No. It's one of the ones you said was the fit the I'm too gay description.
I'm too gay. Wait, it's UK?
It's the UK. Yes.
Okay. What?
You know what? UK is okay. a B
song.
That's a solid
to
B
me,
song.
Okay. It is a B song, not an A
All right.
song.
This is a quick and maybe easy one. As a mom, I don't claim this.
Spain?
No.
Mom?
That's a good guess, though.
That is a good guess. I don't claim this?
Yeah.
Iceland?
Iceland.
That's a mom song, yeah.
It, yeah.
That's the resident. That's more like an auntie song, honestly.
Oof. All right. Let's see. How about... It sounds like someone wrote a theme song for a 15-year-old Disney Channel original show trying to capitalize on the success of Hannah Montana.
Cyprus?
You'd think, but no.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think.
Luxembourg?
No.
Oh, Greece?
No.
Did they say Greece?
I'll give you a hint. There's one more thing noted in this comment. Completely forgettable.
That's half of them right there, isn't it?
Malta?
Still not Malta.
It's not Czechia, is it?
No.
Good.
No. Sweden?
Sweden.
Yeah.
I was guessing the female line, yeah.
All right, how's this one? Not as bad as Sweden.
Finland.
Oh, not as bad as well. There's the Swedish hate, which I can't wrap my head around. I mean, I can wrap my head around it, but I don't care. What do we got here?
This one's Germany.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go. My favorite ballad of the year. This guy sounds hot.
Wait, who sounds hot?
Is this Azerbaijan?
No.
Oh. It's France.
It's France.
Oh, yeah.
This guy sounds hot.
Yeah. It's not Latvia.
Oh my God. Right. God, no.
This one's great.
A lot of male ballads this year.
No, really not.
Yeah. Yeah. Genetic experimentation has gone too far. We did not need an amalgamation of Hozier and Voldemort.
That's
Latvia. Latvia.
All right, let's see.
Somebody else thought it was like Hozier.
Along similar lines, she looks like Luna Lovegood.
Ireland.
Oh, that's Luna. I was in Poland. Yeah, Poland.
Oh, Poland. It's Poland. Yeah. All right, let's see. This song sounds like a live journal.
Oh, that's Bambi Thug.
No.
What? What? That's the most Sorry. No, you're right. That's not live journal.
That's going to peak
Zanga,
right there.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Live journal.
Ooh, live journal.
This sounds like a live journal? Wow.
Is that Spain?
No, so I will note that this is written in such a way where I think that phrase is meant to be said to the tune of the song's chorus. It's Pedestal from Czechia.
Oh.
Sounds like a live journal. Okay. Let's do one more.
Yes.
Let's see. This one is when Will Ferrell releases a sequel to his Eurovision movie, I imagine this song will be in it.
Netherlands.
No.
Estonia?
No.
What could be so? What is so wild this year?
Croatia?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Think wilder.
Wilder.
Finland.
It's
got to be Finland.
Yeah.
That being said, I could totally see Will Ferrell doing the dance for Estonia.
Oh, you know what?
I got both parts. You know,
yeah.
Parent Trap style for Windows 9.
I gotta read one more because it's just a very good comment. This will not be especially difficult. No amount of sexy men in thongs and lingerie can distract from the fact that she sounds like a matriarchal telenovelista giving the fourth and hopefully final dying monologue of the series. Stop, she's already dead.
I feel like I said the exact same thing when this won the national final.
And I'm pretty darn sure I know who wrote this too. Yeah.
Who wrote that?
That's Rob, isn't it?
That was, I believe, our good friend
Our dear friend Rob.
I believe so.
She's already dead.
Yeah, so...
Telenovelista.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All right, so you all won. You did very, very well.
Yay!
Let's move on here.
Are we here?
I think it is time. We have gone through our interval acts here, and we're going to reveal the votes from the 12 Points for America juries. That would be the four of us, and then I will reveal the top 10 or so of the public vote, and then we will figure out who our winner is for the year.
I can't wait to see the taste level of all of our friends and patrons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so disappointed we don't get to see Eric's reaction.
Eric's the one who's tabulated all of this. It's all a surprise for the rest of us.
Yeah, he's the Martin Osterdahl right here.
I'm the Jan Ulasson.
I bet you Liz knows too.
No.
I actually don't. No, oh. and I'm being represented in the televote here.
So, yes. So don't worry. There are going to be plenty of great reactions as well. As we'll tease this as well, this part will be a Patreon exclusive. We are also going to count down our bottom five notes as well. I believe there are two countries that appear in both lists.
Oh, wow. Enough votes on other side. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I already know which two they are.
I know yeah. for a fact what two they are.
Yeah. So I will note between the four of us, we gave at least 1 point. We did top 10. So this is 12, 10, 8, and down. Like you're used to, if you've watched Eurovision,
otherwise, how'd you get here?
Yeah, just really love weird guessing games and movies, movie podcast. We gave at least 1 point to 22 different countries.
All right,
that's pretty good.
I'm wondering what compared to other years, how many.
Right.
What the spread was.
Yeah, I
that
think,
might be less than usual. It strikes me as less than usual.
I think it's a little more than usual, actually. There's a bit of a spread in some ways.
I mean, between the four of us and having
slightly different tastes, or mm-hmm. very different tastes, surprising tastes. I'm surprised that it's only 22.
Well,
I mean, that's not... I don't know what to compare it to. I'm trying to think of what was last year.
For there
year.
To have been... What? What does this mean? Oh, only about like 12 or 13 songs. 12 or 13 songs that we didn't rank at all? But nobody ranked even a little bit?
Actually, 14. Even a little
that
bit.
That sounds okay. That sounds, yeah, not sounds even about a... right.
All
right.
About so...
35, 40% that we didn't touch. I gotta say, after... I might say this every year, or a variant on this every year... When I was looking at the bottom five, actually, it was tough for me to fill out a bottom five because I didn't like including a fourth or fifth song in there. That I it's not that I loved more songs this year, it's that I hated less.
Yeah,
and
honestly,
I think that's what everyone should shoot for.
Yeah, it seemed like every year I feel like there's one song, it's like, no, put it on the dustbin of history, I never want to hear this again.
Yeah.
This year, there really weren't any songs like this. I feel like any negative feeling that I have for any songs this year are just, I feel underwhelmed rather than... get this out of my my Spotify and everyone hear it again.
I happen to know that Liz disagrees with that.
Vehemently.
You
fine.
And me both, Liz.
And that's
it
fine.
Better be the same song.
Oh, that, okay. All right.
That's fine.
Also, I just double checked. We gave 20 countries points last year, so this is a ticket.
Okay.
Well, there were about the same number of countries last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a little bit of improvement. Why don't we get to it? Let's go to the Federal Republic of Danny. may we have your votes, please?
All right. Oh, all of them in a row.
Yeah, get just ready. Go from one to the top.
For the sake of time.
Everyone. All right. 1 point, and I'll go through most of them, but I'll give a little note here and there. I'll give a little note for my 1 point. 1 point goes to the Netherlands. This is a song that's it's not my cup of tea, but it is so fascinating and has remained so fascinating for months that I couldn't leave it out. Couldn't leave it out. Number 9 is my perennial returning country for absolutely no reason, inexplicably, Azerbaijan. That's where I'm putting that. 2 points there. 3 points to France. 4 points to Mr. Luktelk himself, Lithuania. 5 points, I'm going right, yes. 5 points to Italy, to La Noia. 6 points, go to Sweden, unforgettable. 7 points go to Slovenia, Veronica. 8 points, a feeling that a lot of our top threes will include a lot of this overlap. 8 points, Rimtim Tagadim, Croatia. 10 points, Switzerland, the code. 12 points. Belgium, before the party's over.
Belgium.
It's at the top. It's been there for a while. My top three, I don't think has changed from about a month ago. Just in perspective. Yeah.
That's fair.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we're going to the People's Republic of Derek.
People's Democratic Republic of Derek.
How many lies can we cram into this one?
None of those things are
Democratic
true.
Heavy People's Republic.
I'm not a people. Okay, this is going to be wild.
Yes, yes it is.
No, having listened to Danny's list, I'm like,
it.
Okay, well, that explains everything.
I hear all of the comments. It's just Danny holds himself up as a paragon of taste and yet puts Sweden up. I am not immune to the machine, Derek.
Listen, I...
Go on.
Really quick, I will say...
it's so slutty and so enjoyable. I don't care.
It didn't make my top 10, but it came very close, and I completely agree with you.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Slut.
Dang it.
That's my
term again.
My version of slut wave.
Yeah.
Slut wave.
All right, Derek.
Okay, I've just my only comment I'll make on this is my top 5 were pretty consistent. Every time I looked and listened and all that, I'm like, but you could move any of those around, and I'd be happy with it. So
in that case, hang on.
So number 5 could win the whole thing and it'd be like, awesome.
It's kind of the same for me. My top 5, yeah. It's like if any of them took it, I'm like,
yeah. The next 5 are just like a grab bag of songs I like. So number 10, number 1 point goes to Czechia. Oh. This song is ranked bottom in its semi to qualify, so hey, good luck.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was disappointing. My 2 points goes to Armenia. This one is so charming, it really won me over.
See?
Yeah, I know.
See? That's Yako, everyone.
She's so adorable.
You didn't give it points.
You didn't give it points. Well,
it's close. I mean, I was the only one defending this wholeheartedly the preview.
That is not true. I was also defending it.
Okay.
Shout out to the person on Twitter who noted I was right about that.
And shout out to the person who noted that I was right.
Yeah, well, yeah. Get your Eric was wrong shirts.
The patriarchy was wrong shirts? Number three points goes to Norway. Mm-hmm. Where is Norway? Norway is here.
He says, points thumping at his chest.
Yes. 4 points. 4 points goes to Finland.
Okay.
Fight.
Can I just say, when I played all of the videos for Stevie, that was the one he was absolutely baffled by, and I just know that if they come in sixth in the final,
they won't.
I just know it. Everyone will remember the jeans egg. The jeg.
Jeg word.
Would you mind elaborating on the points for Finland?
4 points for Finland?
Well, I mean, it's there, isn't it?
All right, moving on.
I feel like this is the... How do I say this? Yeah, it's taking the piss out of the contest. It's not doing anything seriously, but it's not doing it in such a way that's offensive.
I beg to disagree.
All right.
Fight.
I don't care what you guys think.
I find it a bit fascinating, respectfully, that like we've talked about a lot of songs that we just really enjoyed because they were fun, and that you didn't like, and then we talked about this song that was generally reviled by this group.
Yep.
And you have it in seventh place.
Sure do.
Above so many songs.
You're gonna argue that Euro Nero is better than this.
No.
Well,
God, no, I wouldn't.
All right.
I kind of like Euro Nero.
Me too.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we will give Derek a chance to rewind and continue on.
You want
to
know why I find it super catchy.
Okay.
Like, it's just, it's whenever
so
it comes
is the
on.
The plague.
I know. That's
I'm sorry, fact, continue on.
Your 5 points go to.
5 points goes to Croatia.
Yeah.
Couldn't bring myself to put this in the top 10, but I do quite like it.
Or top three.
Or top five.
Top five.
Okay. Now we're getting real. 6 points goes to Greece.
Okay.
Love it. Didn't hear that from Danny, so you know.
Lingering there in the no man's land that is like my 11 through 17, which are all like beloveds. A lot of
that's,
songs
yeah.
that are
yeah.
right that's down there. Just don't love them, but solidly like.
And in a contest where you can give points to 10 things. That's gonna be
hearts are gonna be broken.
It's gonna be brutal
happy
for somebody
to see the points going to her. Though.
Yes, of course.
I'm happy to see them.
And I'll say you would really like my 11 through 17 because they were all on your list.
Yeah,
or most of them were.
Sweden's in your 11 through 17.
No.
You heard it here, baby.
That's not what I said. Where was I? 6, 7 points. 7 points goes to Italy.
Yeah.
And I will still argue. I think this still is the best shot of winning. And we can go over what the current top betting odds are and why I don't think those are going to win.
I would say it's one of the three.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think, top three easy.
Yeah,
top three easy. 8 points goes to Switzerland.
Yeah.
I know this is the odds-on favorite. So is John's Tears, and I don't think John's Tears is going to win either. I like it. I don't see it winning, though.
Sure.
Number two is Belgium. Mm-hmm. Really like this one. Obviously, put it second. That's 10 points to Belgium. And 12.
It's Slovenia.
12 goddamn points.
Veronica.
Goes to Slovenia.
So happy. Right. Slovenia dominance this year.
Yeah. Ever since we talked about it, it's just climbed in my estimation. And every time I listen to it, I'm like, wow, she is so good.
Knowing she does it live.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm.
Her live performance was phenomenal. And just the aesthetic of it, like the costuming, what little there is, but like but just like the visual idea like of it, it's like I said, it's not like sexualized, it feels very like vulnerable and very kind of natural, and it's so interesting in that regard. There's like a real art to it that I feel like is missing. So yeah, that was my number one.
That a lack of costuming is still costuming.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's definitely
a choice.
Absolutely. yeah
yeah
All right, we move to the kingdom of Eric for the next votes.
Kingdom?
Yeah, I don't know.
Constitutional monarchy?
No, absolute monarchy.
Okay.
All
right.
All right.
You in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that.
I think Eswatini.
Oh, is that fear? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're Lesotho.
Anyway, my one point. High five to Derek. Goes to Czechia.
Yeah.
This is, I think, and I know that there are concerns about this. It's a tough semifinal. But it just seems like when you get to the stage, they always have something.
Hmm.
By the time it gets there, it's ready. And I do think it's borderline qualifier still, but I think it's being underrated. I think the style of the song is really fun and good and modern, and it's better than people are giving it credit for. My 2 points go to Austria. This was a little surprising to me.
Girls just want to have fun. I understand.
didn't expect this to be quite this high, but you know, we do the sorter and we find these things out, and apparently, yeah. My 3 points go to the Netherlands, and I feel like if I ran it again in a week, it would be higher.
Higher.
It keeps climbing for me. It's wild. It's definitely one of the ones I feel like. I feel like maybe the math is there, and they could potentially. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. My 4 points go to Ireland.
Mm.
A song that hasn't come up yet, at least in these rankings.
It was my 11th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Another potentially tough sell out of that first semi, but I just think it's so cool. I think the artistry, as strange as the song maybe is just there. It's excellent. My 5 points are going to go to the United Kingdom.
Okay. Yeah.
I know what you've said, Danny, about like you're a big fan of Years and Years, and this just isn't quite at that level.
In my opinion, must be an island. Like, must be.
Well, I think the song's fantastic, and I think he's going to do better than people expect.
I do too.
He's great. My 6 points are going to go to Switzerland. My 7 points are going to go to Belgium. Mm-hmm. This was higher at one point in my rankings, I think. But we had to make room for these top three, which are as follows. My 8 points go to Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My 10 points go to Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And my 12 points...
must be Croatia.
I need you to meow back. It's Croatia.
Yeah. So, please meow back.
Well done, Croatia. You were my favorite this year, and that's what matters. We go over to
it's the most serene republic of Samantha.
Of San Marino, yes.
Oh, no.
Sam, take it away.
Rossinese, yeah.
Yes. All right. So I think I had a couple of outliers on mine, but
maybe.
Yeah.
Like I said, the 11 through 17 is rough for me. I'll say officially my 11th is Australia. I would have put Australia, would have just edged in there.
Which is a perfect segue because
I
have
10?
Them. That's my number 10.
Is your 10, okay, yeah. Good.
Honestly, like I, like probably you, Eric, and many other people, I use the Gare Bear sorter and I love it. And I also am fully cognizant of the fact that if I took the test twice in a row, I may have two separate different results. So ask me again in an hour and it might be slightly different. But here's where I am right now. All right, so 1 point goes to Australia. Love it. It's uplifting. It's cheeky. I am so excited to see what the actual stage version is going to look like.
Good.
So excited for that. 2 points. I head over to Italy, La Noia. It would have been higher if it was Annalisa, but this is still incredibly, incredibly strong, and it'll be, you know, summer bop for me.
Eric, you didn't rank Italy?
No. I'm not that high on it.
That's okay. You don't have to be.
It was probably like top half, just because I acknowledge it is a good song and everything, but I don't quite get the hype on it. Why it's doing so much better than some of the other bops and things like that. I'm just not quite there with it, but... I also would very much like to go to Italy again. So let's.
Fair.
12 points to Italy, I guess.
Yeah. All right. I give 3 points over to Belgium. Again, this when I had done this ranking a couple of weeks ago, this was higher. It just happened to be the way that my mood was today, I suppose. Mm-hmm. 4 points I give to Czechia. Get a little bit of love for Iko there. 5 points I give to Ireland. I love it when a song challenges me and shocks me and keeps me engaged and enthralled. And so I absolutely had to give Bambi some points. 6 points go to, surprise, surprise for me, Portugal. A song that I'm pretty sure nobody else has given points to yet.
It's always welcome.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's just elegant and sweeping and emotional and that. Oh, love it. 7 points to Switzerland. Like I said before, it's impossible for me not to appreciate and love everything that goes into this song. It's a museum piece. 8 points I give to Estonia. Because I love fun. Because sometimes that's all I'm a simple woman with simple tastes, and just get me a bunch of beardy guys with old instruments and things happen, I guess. 10 points. And these two have stayed really close in my rankings between 8 and 10. Where Estonia goes, Croatia goes as well. So I gave them my 10 points. It's really difficult for me to separate those two.
I can understand that.
They kind of tickle similar parts in my brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That.
It's the vibes.
Yeah, it's vibes. Similar vibes. And my 12 points, probably no secret to anybody who's heard our earlier episodes, it's still Norway.
Yeah.
It is still Norway for me.
I was excited to see if anything was going to top Norway for you, and then months and months passed and nothing did.
Nothing did. It's still like I have to stop what I am doing.
It's a primal scream of a song.
It is.
It's just wrenches. That is rarely like what I'm in the mood for.
And that's
but
funny.
Like, man, to just sit back when it does hit, it's a hell of a song.
Yeah, it just blows my hair back and I just have to just stop and let the song just wash over me. And it is every single time I just get the goosebumps and I can't stop. So Norway, 12 points. The Norvège.
Well done. So.
All right. One thing. I'm going to take issue with you guys liking Estonia and giving me grief for Finland, because that song is a mess.
I didn't give points to Estonia.
And Finland is what exactly?
At least it's not a mess.
I will say that's a joke, but it's a tight joke.
Yeah, I don't know.
To be completely honest with you, Finland was mid-table for me.
Was I the only one who gave points to Sweden?
Yes.
I'm so glad.
I feel good knowing that I gave it that many points, because it's not a lie and I have to live my truth. But I'm also very glad that means it didn't do well in our collective rankings.
All right.
Live your truth.
I can't hide the fact that I'm just a basic bitch who loves Sweden. I can't hide
it. You have a supporter in me, if nothing else. All right. I am ready. I have counted the votes. And we will, let's go. Okay. First off, we have to give our 1 point as a group to three different countries, because there is literally no way for us to break this tie, besides going like alphabetical or something like that. Basically, at 6 total points between all of us, each getting the exact same number of votes, one from each of, basically three different fifth places that got no votes anywhere else. So congratulations to Greece, Portugal, and Sweden. You get to split a point, however you so choose. So congrats, ? After that, we have to give it to Czechia. Czechia gets our two points. They also had 6 total points, but were voted on by 3 of us. So they finished ever so slightly ahead and get double the points of the others, I guess. Our 3 points go to Ireland.
All right.
Our 4 points go to Italy. Our 5 points go to Estonia. Derek. Our 6 points go to Slovenia.
Here we go. All right.
Our 7 points go to Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was, Danny, I think you predicted when we started that there was going to be a crush at the top in the top three.
And how close are all
these? It is very
three?
Close. At 31 points,
uh-huh.
We have Switzerland.
Mm.
32 points, Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And 35 points.
Wow.
Go to Croatia.
Wow.
Our 12 points. Our 12 points go to Croatia.
Just from us. Okay. All right. Good.
Now, let's get to the public ranking. And now, as a representative of the public vote, Liz is going to read off our points from the other half of this. As a reminder, our current top three are Croatia, Belgium, and Switzerland. Liz,
you're good to go.
Aww.
You are good to go.
Our 1 point from the public goes to Australia. Yay.
I can feel that.
Yeah, no, it's I dig it.
One blood, 1 point.
That's right. One mil collie.
Point. 1 point per blood.
1 point for entertaining the guys.
2 points from the public to Serbia.
I feel that Serbia is very, very, very popular online.
Yeah, we haven't heard that elsewhere yet. Mm-hmm. 3 points to the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. A little lower than I would might have expected.
That is much lower than I was expecting.
It's about where I want it to be.
That's fair.
Deserves to be up there. I feel like it's an evil that needs to be defeated.
An evil.
It must be kept at bay.
4 points go to, from the public, Czechia.
Nice.
Okay. Which I appreciate.
Look at all of the love Czechia is getting on this show.
Putting them on a pedestal. I love it.
Yeah. We'll be loving them more. But... Yeah.
Loving them more.
5 points from the public to Norway.
Hey.
Okay, but
taste. That will mildly appease the deer gods.
I think the deer gods are satisfied with that.
All right, top five time. What do we got?
All right, 6 points to Estonia.
Yes.
I mean, one of the signs of COVID is lack of taste.
Boo. 7 points to Ukraine.
Interesting. Okay.
And top three, so 8 points to Italy.
That tracks.
Linoia, yeah. 10 points go to, Derek's looking very anxious over here.
What is this guy?
Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
And the 12 points from the public to Rim Tim Taggy Croatia.
Oh. So after all of
No Belgium anywhere in the public.
That was a shock, actually.
No Belgium. Yeah, no Belgium. It got only love from us for some reason. So let's run down our collective top 10 really quick here. Netherlands and Ireland tied for 10th. I think that tie goes to the Netherlands because they had a higher public score.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Czechia and Slovenia are tied for 8th. I think that goes to Czechia because they had the higher public score. Ukraine with 7, Belgium with 10, Estonia with 11, Norway and Italy tied for 3rd with 12. That tie will go to Italy for finishing 3rd in the televote. 2nd place, Switzerland at 18 and with a perfect 24. Congratulations to Young Fettuccini and Rim Tim Tagadini.
Teeny Bucatini.
Yes.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we always have to have this conversation every year? How well is this going to reflect the actual top 10?
Oh, this will be exactly... No, it won't. I mean, I think Croatia, Switzerland, and Italy as the top three is certainly possible. Mm-hmm. I think the outlier that I think is going to definitely be higher is the Netherlands. We had that just barely...
Oh, I would say Israel. Barely in the top 10. Israel is going to be higher, too.
I mean, we didn't mention that. I think somewhere in the orbit of 10th place or so is where that's going to end up. But that's a good point. Slovenia, wild card. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could not qualify. It could just barnstorm. You know,
if Europe decides to turn their brain on, then maybe.
Yeah, Norway and Estonia and Belgium. Some of these other ones we had kind of in the 4th through 6th. I could see being around there, or maybe falling flat. You had asked about Belgium and its average. Danny, are you ready?
Did not a single member of our Patreon audience rank it at all? Liz? Okay.
I'm
looking over her shoulder. It's up there. Yep.
Yeah. Tied for 18th.
Whoa!
Wow.
Incorrect.
With Azerbaijan.
Did all of those points come from me?
All right. Who's above Belgium in our Patreon list? Just for perspective.
Just some countries that this definitely won't make you upset.
God, I'm going to hear like Georgia in here. I'm going to hear like...
Denmark.
Oh, what? No. Oh,
wow.
Just barely. Armenia. Slovenia. Portugal did well.
Yay.
Austria. And Ireland and Greece were just outside the top 10.
Okay. There. So, Austria in front of Belgium.
And Belgium finished just a tick ahead of a nice warm glass of Looktel.
Yeah. Nice warm glass.
A fruity, chalky Looktel. All right.
Well, congratulations, Milky. Croatia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think last year we had Sweden and Sweden and Finland very high up there. So
Finland mostly.
I and, don't think that we
and
can.
Who the hell is Edgar? Was I think. Possibly even our overall. No, I think Finland was our overall winner, but Edgar was way up there too.
Edgar was up there.
Yeah. So, congratulations to Croatia. I think this could be a year where we predicted this correctly, but we'll just have to see. I think it really.
I can feel it.
It's so open.
We'll see.
It is so mm-hmm. open this year.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I can feel it because Baby Lasagna is also very charming.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
has a way with the interviews.
Yeah, Petit Orzo was really oh, fine up there.
Okay, coming off a year where Lorraine seemed like a foregone conclusion, it's nice to have it open again.
Well, and Kalush as well. I mean,
yeah, certainly.
No, I mean we haven't had a year like this. I mean, you can argue 2021.
Måneskin wasn't a sure bet.
It was. Yeah, they were up there, but there wasn't a sure bet.
Like they were number one in the odds.
A two-horse race. It seemed like
two to three-horse race.
It was going to be Måneskin or Babs. Yeah. I feel like.
Or John Steers.
John Steers was up there. Dothy wasn't a force to be ignored.
No, that's a true.
A lot of people were talking about Malta before you know, early in the process. So it's.
Yeah,
but it's been a couple of years regardless.
That's fair. I feel like on the day it felt like a two-horse race, but you're right.
It kind of was. But
Now that you mention it, I did briefly have a hotel booked in Valletta because I just thought it had to be.
I mean, honestly, though, like I've been to Malta. It's lovely. Book a hotel in Valletta at some point. Like just, whether it's for Europe or not, just do it anyway. The people are lovely, and it's a gorgeous spot.
2021. What was Malta?
Je me casse.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That kind of flopped, didn't it?
It did.
Seventh overall.
Yeah.
Oh, just absolutely right. Hosed by the televote.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Here's a question for all y'all. Mm-hmm. And I'm stealing this from someone else. I won't say their name. Who's coming second?
Oh,
God. Yeah. Italy.
To Italy.
Italy's always a prize.
Honestly, that's a really good answer.
Yeah, coming in second. I think that will satisfy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what the tastes will be on the night, but I know one thing, and it's that everyone loves Italy. But not enough to give it number one.
Oh, man. So, I mean, time will tell how close we are to the actual truth of the matter when it comes to our tops. And if you're listening to... if you're listening to Patreon, our bottom five will also be waiting for you there as well. So, yeah, patreon.com.
I strongly encourage you to consider some.
Oh, yeah.
It's, we also feel more.
We use different words on Patreon.
We really do, yeah.
And some real camaraderie, some real comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do not know how everybody at home is watching the show, whether they're at home or with friends or at a party. I have gotten word, if you are listening to us from the Minneapolis area or are willing to come to Minneapolis, there's going to be a fantastic Eurovision party this year over at Utapils Brewing. That's sort of it's on the Minneapolis side of the Twin Cities. You can definitely find out more information on the Utapils website. That is Utepils Brewing here in Minneapolis. I highly recommend you check them out. Three of us are going to be heading out to Sweden soon. Derek and Danny will be watching from this side of the Atlantic. But wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening to us from home, we are so grateful that you're joining us on this ride. Next time you hear from us, some of us will be on the other side of the world. But until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Danny.
And I've been Liz.
Yay. And America,
stop listening now. You know, I knew you have some strong opinions about Finland, but I forgive you.